County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
Hello, this is my Monroe County story. My name is Alan Dunn. My pioneer forebears were Austin Seward and his wife, Jane Irvin Seward. They were my great-great-great-grandparents who came to Bloomington in 1821. Austin was born in Tidewater, Virginia in 1787 and moved with his family to Madison County, Kentucky when he was six. Upon the death of his father, the family felt hard times and he was apprenticed at age 12 to a blacksmith and then a tool edge maker. After his apprenticeship, he set up shop and became well regarded for his skills. He was then, at 19, able to marry then 17-year-old Jane Irvin. She was the daughter of Jeanette Brewster Irvin, one of the three colonial Revolutionary War Patriot sisters who emigrated with their husbands to Monroe County from Kentucky to settle, and whose graves can be found in Dunn Cemetery on the IU campus. After visiting and seeing the opportunity in the newly established community, Jane and Austin relocated to Bloomington, where they set up home and shop on the southwest corner of what is now 7th and Walnut. Austin found immediate success as his skills were vital in Monroe County. He was more than a blacksmith, he was also a gunsmith and an edge toolmaker. This meant he could fashion scythes, knives, sickles, shears, augers, etc., but most importantly, he could make steel-edged axes. In the wilderness, which Monroe County was then, an axe was the most important tool a settler could have, and Seward was truly renowned for the quality of tool he could make. As famous as he was for his axes, he was even more renowned as a gunmaker. He constructed the whole weapon, lock, stock, and barrel. Their quality were unsurpassed. As Monroe County grew and his family grew, the business also grew, and his sons and their sons joined him in his work. In the 1840s, the company expanded to do foundry work so they could fashion plows and other cast iron tools. Iron ore came at first from Stanford and then from Owen County, and the power first from men working the bellows, then horses, and then they built their own steam engines to use and sell. They produced implements and tools, but also artistic items like decorative fencing and the cast iron fountain seen in 3rd Street Park today. Probably Seward's best known claim to fame is his creation of the fish on the courthouse. Made of gilded copper, it was commissioned by the county in the 1840s. It's been atop the courthouses ever since. Austin Seward was active in his community. He founded and led the first Bloomington community band and played in it alongside his sons. He was active in his church and kept a room in his home open and available to traveling clergy. He donated to the needs of the city. Notably, when the state university burned, he gave money to the effort that rebuilt the school and ultimately saved IU from relocation outside of Bloomington. Aside from sending two sons to battle, he and the city contributed to the Civil War effort by taking donated brass from candlesticks, hoop skirts, and the like, melting them down to allow Seward to fashion a 12-pound brass cannon that was tested and sent to battle. The company also manufactured over 50 tons of shot and bombs for the war effort. The business continued to evolve and grow with the community, and Seward's son Williamson B. and grandson William Henry Seward carried on the shop and foundry after Austin's death in 1872. They provided machines, implements, and tools that made it possible for the limestone business and others to flourish. In 1909, both W.B. and W.H. Seward died, and the business was taken over by my grandfather, Fred Allen Seward. He was joined by his younger brother, Austin, as a partner after his service in Battery B in France during World War II. What must be highlighted and never undervalued when relating our family story is the strength and contributions of our mothers and grandmothers. From the pioneer times, when Jane Seward bore and raised 9 children, through to the present, these women were just as active in the community and their church as their husbands, serving in many organizations, as my mother did, for example, on the local Council of Women, when it was charged with owning and operating Bloomington Hospital. In the book, The New Purchase, written in 1843 by Brainerd Hall, who was the original rector of the Indiana Seminary, a chapter is devoted to Austin Seward, where he is given the honorific name Vulcanus Allhart. In it, he's described by the author as, and I quote, "He was a Virginian by birth, by trade a blacksmith, by nature a gentleman, and by grace a Christian."
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.